Cherry blossom spotting has begun again in New Westminster. Blossoms aren't quite as far along as usual this spring, but with the kickoff of the Vancouver Cherry Blossom Festival this weekend, Saturday, April 1st, it's nonetheless time to indulge in Metro Vancouver's favorite annual rite of spring. New West always has more than its fair share of cherry trees to enjoy, and, although many of them aren't quite in flower, it's time to once again round up a list of the best places for sakura strolling. With the help of the Vancouver Cherry Blossom Festival's neighborhood map, we've rounded up this guide to get you started on your blossom watch. Note that all dates are from the VCBF map and are approximations based on past blooming patterns. Here, in roughly east to west order, are some must-see spots. Hume Park area. You can find some stately beauties along the park edge and in the adjacent neighborhood, including Fader Street between Major and Braid. The VCBF map says the Fader Street trees are of the Kansan variety, meaning they'll reach their peak between April 17 and 30 or thereabouts. Other trees in the area are Acabono and Rancho. Squo. Weck Elementary School. If you ever travel Richmond Street, you know this beautiful stand of stately, mature cherry trees in front of Squo. Weck, formerly Richard McBride Elementary School. They're Acabono, which makes them among the early bloomers in the region, with a usual bloom time of late March to mid-April, though they're slightly behind that schedule this year. Keep watch, though, it won't be long now. Fraser, St. Peter's Cemeteries. Just a little ways down Richmond Street, you'll find these beauties that haven't yet come into bloom. These gorgeous old trees are of the Kansan variety, so their peak blooming time is estimated between April 17 and 30. Save the date, because these blossoms, in combination with the spectacular Fraser River views, are always a highlight. Quantlin and Jameson Courts. As Richmond Street turns downhill to head down to East Columbia, you'll pass some prime cherry tree viewing territory. Don't miss Quantlin and Jameson Courts, in particular. The VCBF map says the trees in the Quantlin cul-de-sac are Acabono. On Jameson Court, where many are already in bloom, it's also mostly Acabono, with one Shirote at the end. Victoria Hill. Here's a new addition to the VCBF map for 2023, the lookout at Victoria Hill, 22 East Royal Avenue. You can find 18 Shiro Fugan and 2 Kansan. Expect later blossoms, between about April 17 and May 10. Queen's Park. The neighborhood is full of an abundance of trees, and the park proper boasts a few highlights. You can find 3 Washi no O trees near Vancouver Street, 2 mid-block and 1 near the Millennium Trail. There's also some large Washi no O trees right near the park entrance at 3rd Avenue and 1st Street. All of those will be at their peak in the first 2 weeks of April, according to the VCBF map. Hastings Street. Catch this little spot of beauty tucked away just north of the Patullo Bridge. Yukon trees on the whole block of Hastings, between Agnes and Wellington. Expect best blooms in the latter half of the month, between April 13 and 26. 3rd Street. It's always a new Westminster highlight, with a glorious arch of blossoms along 3rd Street between Royal and 6th Avenue. Foremost among them are the Kansan trees, meaning their peak is anticipated between April 17 and 30. Osborne Avenue. This one is a new addition to the VCBF map. An arch of Kansan trees over the one block length of Osborne. Expect them between April 17 and 30. 7th Avenue. Also notable for its Kansan beauties is 7th Avenue, particularly between 4th and 5th Streets. Again, expect peak glory between April 17 and 30. Also on 7th are Washi no O, set to peak in the first 2 weeks of April. New Westminster City Hall. Right at City Hall, you can find several beautiful, mature Acabono trees, though they didn't make this year's map. They're not quite yet in bloom, but keep watch on City Hall and neighboring Tipperary Park and Friendship Gardens for good blossoms throughout the early part of April. Royal Avenue and 10th Street. right at the entrance to the Plaza Point condos at 98 10th Street, you can find a popular group of acabono trees, in their viewing prime until April 13th or so. 14th Street. There are a couple of pockets here, which we're resurrecting from the files since neither made the VCBF map this year. At the foot of 14th, you can find Shirote in Riverside Adventure Park, which generally peak between the second and fourth weeks of April. Uphill, look for the stretch between Dublin and London, which we're told is not to be missed. Share your best new Westminster cherry tree ideas and photos. We know this list isn't even close to exhaustive, so don't be shy. Reach out with your ideas of where else to find great blossoms. And if you're willing to share some photos, please do. We'll collect a gallery of highlight blossoms as the month unfolds. Send your ideas and photos to Julie, J. McClellan at newwestrecord.ca. Vancouver Cherry Blossom Festival 2023. Where, when, what to do? Obsessed with all things cherry blossom related. Be sure to check out the Vancouver Cherry Blossom Festival, kicking off April 1st. The Big Picnic. Meet under the cherry tree canopy in David Lam Park, 1300 Pacific Boulevard, for all kinds of fun including a ceremony, food trucks, interactive arts activities and workshops, and more. It's Saturday, April 1st from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Sakura Days Japan Fair. Delve into the fun at Van Dusen Botanical Gardens April 15th and 16th. Bike the Blossoms. Join in the ride at John Hendry Park on Saturday, April 22nd. 2022 Haiku Invitational. Can you write 17 memorable syllables and earn your place among the best cherry blossom poets? The annual contest is open again, with prizes up for grabs in several categories. You can find all the details at the Vancouver Cherry Blossom Festival website. Follow Julie McClellan on Twitter at Julia McClellan. Email Julie, J. McClellan at newwestrecord.ca.